This recording, Mississippi 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it takes some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, let me tell you a little bit about this restaurant. Okay. I was a farmer for 25 years, growing cotton, corn, soybeans here in Yazoo County. But I was always a foodie. You know, a foodie. I just loved to cook, read food magazines and all of those things, and so I decided I got bored farming, and I decided to started off first with a little takeout place while I was still farming, and then it kept growing, getting a little bigger, and I moved down here. I stayed in this other little location about 8 years, just trying different things, you know, things that were maybe not normal, quite so normal for this area. Then I got an offer that I couldn't refuse to come down here. You can see these pretty painted buildings that we have, and the people there's a couple who own all of these buildings, and they wanted a restaurant down here. So they made me a good offer, and I moved down here about 4 years ago. So it's been interesting, you know. I still enjoy trying different things and cooking a little of this and a little of that. I've kind of gotten where I learned that in this area you can't stray too far off the normal southern food, but because unfortunately people here don't travel that much, and if you don't travel you don't get interested in other ideas of food, and you kind of stick to what you know. And that's a shame, because there are a lot of interesting things that we'd like to do, but we try them, and people won't take them because they've never heard of them, or they just won't take that chance. But it's still fun. We like doing it.